And your work is separate, Jack, from Zecharias. So you looked at what he's done, you've studied what he's done, but you went out to get your own answers, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct. Unfortunately, Mr. Sitchin passed away last October.
Yes.
I never got to know him or speak with him or collaborate with him in any manner, but I have great respect for the work that he did. He did an amazing volume of work over a period of 30 to 40 years.
He was 90 years old when he passed on. I had the honor of introducing him and giving him an award at a Conscious Life event, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Then he was supposed to be on the program to talk about his last book that he wrote, and he got sick, and he couldn't come on. So we waited a few months after that, and then he passed on. And that was unfortunate. He's been a great guest of the program. And he left us, though, Jack, with an incredible series of works under, as you know, Earth Chronicles, which you've read. And just talking about the Anunnaki, this visitation about 450,000 years ago. Tell me now, as you began to investigate, which was your motivation for The Grandest Deception, your work, tell me what you first thought of Sitchin's work. And, I mean, did you look at it as some people have said, oh, come on, I don't believe that. He's misinterpreted these Sumerian texts. You obviously thought there might be something here because you went after that yourself. Tell me what was going through your head.
I did, and I believe that if one studies all of Sitchin's works, that what Mr. Sitchin did, beyond any reasonable doubt in my mind, is that he proved several things. He proved that ancient astronauts did indeed come to Earth about 450,000 years ago in search of gold. He proved that they have a very long lifespan compared to ours, that they came from a planet called Nibiru, and that this planet orbits our sun every 3,600 years. Therefore, they age 1 year every 3,600 Earth years. I believe that he proved beyond any reasonable doubt that these beings did create mankind. I believe that he proved that they then deceived us into worshiping them as God, and I believe that he proved that they wrote the ancient Sumerian tablets, and that many of the stories in our Old Testament are simply condensed, altered, edited versions of these ancient Sumerian tablets.
Are they accurate portrayals of what might have happened?
Extremely accurate.
Okay.
And if we assume that is correct, that they did that, then in the Bible is actually a story about the Anunnaki. And it's not a story about God. Sitchin, I don't think, ever quite went that far with it, but certainly he came very close. Then in my mind, what happened was, if we have a book that is supposed to be Holy Scripture, divinely inspired by God, that has sold more copies than any other book ever written, that book has caused, in my mind, tremendous harm to mankind because it creates discord, it creates wars. Many millions of human beings have been killed in our religious wars. And so for at least 3,500 years, or since the time of Moses, we've been led to believe things that just are not true.
Hmm.
The question then is, why? Why has that occurred? And I believe that now we know why that has occurred, and that indeed the exact same book tells us what the Anunnaki, what I call the Anunnaki agenda, is for mankind and for things that are going to occur on this earth. And that then is where my book went, with Sitchin's work and with the Bible and with all of the ancient scriptures, as a matter of fact, were derived from the earlier writings of the Anunnaki.
You know, Jack, this work through the Grandest Deception, which of course could have been intentional. You know, they came here, they genetically altered what was on this planet at the time. Out came humans, and
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Are you? Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying,
oh, that's much better.
I was saying that, you know, they came here, they genetically altered what was on this planet, out came the humans as workers, and I guess that, you know, earlier human beings, if we were made by a creator, we would think of them as gods, wouldn't we?
Well, yes, and when they were actively here on Earth doing their things, it's easy to understand why ancient man would consider them to be gods. They told us that they were gods, and during our entire lifetime, they didn't appear to age at all. And they had all this advanced technology. They were flying around in airplanes or airships of some sort. They were blasting off in their rocket ships and going to heaven and so forth. And so it's very easy, I think, to understand why ancient man would think they were gods.
They left. How come they left? How come they haven't come back?
Sitchin, I think, also showed that there was a mass exodus of the Anunnaki between the years of 610 to 560 B.C. I think that they left because they had been here almost 450,000 years by that time. The original pioneers who came were getting old, and I'm sure that they wanted to return home. They had also amassed a tremendous amount of gold, and they hauled all that off, I believe, during that exodus. But they also left descendants and possibly a few of the originals here to control the earth, to control mankind. I don't think they abandoned their project by any means just because they were getting old and some of them wanted to go home. But the original pioneers did leave.
They did leave for sure.
Except for one. I'm not sure all of them left. I don't think Enki left. And I'm sure that some of his cohorts stayed here as well.
Will they ever come back, in your opinion, Jack?
They absolutely tell us that they're coming back. Nibiru is scheduled to return to the vicinity of the Earth around the year 3400 A.D. I believe that they will send their person they have put in charge of what we're beginning to call the New World Order back within the next 100 years at the most, and that man we call Jesus, and they have some very horrible things in store for mankind. We're all already seeing the things that they do to make us less healthy, to kill a lot of us, and that sort of thing.